This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everyone.
Bahumia. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
Okay,
nice.
Yeah.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Holiday Boy, Jake Hurwitz.
Hardwonica Surefoot.
Oh!
Holiday Lady, Emily Axford.
Moonshine Savin, currently cooking up a crock pot, a crock egg eggnog.
Ooh, and Holiday Boy, Caldwell Tanner.
Oh, Beverly Togold the Fifth, Felice Navi Dad.
Nice.
Yeah. Guys, this was my favorite intro.
Oh, wow.
And you know why else it's my favorite intro? Because we don't have to do a recap.
Oh,
because
that's
this real. This is the Crickmas special.
We can just dive right in.
Yeah, so we're gonna be heading to the Crick.
Home sweet home, baby.
Home sweet home. So just so everyone has a little background on Crickmas traditions, since the Crick is really kind of an anarchist society. There's Emily and I talked about this before, but there's no Santa who comes and brings presents. The Crick people basically all have a secret Santa who breaks into their house in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And so everybody basically has their own personal Santa who breaks into their stump and leaves presents under their Crickmas bush.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's like it's breaking and leaving.
Yeah.
Exactly. I stressed to Murph that that power is always decentralized in the Crick, so there would be no one Santa.
Right.
So this is Crickmas special brought to you by Arcane.
The Grinch now in theaters.
Yeah. brought to you by NADPOD. You guys don't see it. The audience at home sees Ol' Cobb sits in a rocking chair next to a roaring fire and a Crickmas bush.
An Adirondack chair, you mean, right?
Yes, yes. He sits in an Adirondack rocking chair.
How close is the bush to the fire?
Very close. Okay. I was just about to say that. So this bush is this little green and brown bush decorated with lights and ornaments. There's a crude stocking, essentially just a long, dirty sock hanging over the fireplace. The fire is burning so dangerously close to a bunch of very flammable objects. If Beverly was here, he would pitch a fit.
Mm. Good to be home.
Moonshine, that would not be able to tell the difference.
That tree is not flame retardant.
You see the stocking is smoking a little bit, but Ol' Cobb's just sitting there in his chair addressing the camera.
Riddled with fire.
You know, they say that's how you know someone's thinking of you on Crickmas, if you got a little bit of soot from a dangerously close stock into the fire.
Not to mention all this fire is taking place in a stump,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, we don't got good ventilation in those stumps.
So Ol' Cobb takes a big, deep breath of smoke. He inhales a bunch of smoke.
Crick smoke.
Yeah, and he looks into the camera and he goes, "Oh, hey, I didn't see you there." We here at the Crick love the holidays. It's a time for hospitality, getting steamy in the timeout bag, and getting so drunk on Crick water that we can see Melora.
Oh.
Our people have a lot of stories, but this one, well, this one's a new one, starring our very own band of boobs.
Ooh.
Oh, that's us.
And Ol' Cobb pulls out this big storybook and opens it. And then goes to read, but then looks at camera, and he goes, "I know what you're thinking. Crick elves can't read, right? No, that's a moonshine thing. That's a decision that she made not to learn how to read."
I'm a visual learner.
We know how to read.
I'm a visual learner.
We know
learner.
How to read.
Very important for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in claymation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it's in claymation. Okay, so we see a wide shot of the crick as everything is lit up for Crickmas. The stumps are alight with little arcane floating torches that hover, glowing white. Nanner flies turn from yellow to green and red in the winter. The male nanner flies turn red. The female nanner flies turn green. So you just see these floating bulbs throughout the town.
That's good shit!
Yeah, let's say it's nannerfly mating season.
So... and then we go into Moonshine Stump, which in this fantasy world, it is a big two-story stump.
Ooh.
Moonshine.
And Ol' Cobb begins reading, and he goes, "'Twas the night before Crickmas, when all through the stump, not a creature was stirring, except maybe a chipmunk. The timeout bag hung by the chimney, of course, in hopes that St. Maribel would drop off some spores.
Ooh.
Wow.
The boob crew were nestled all in one big bed.
Nice, dude.
While visions of Shay's yoga danced in their heads.
I'm picturing it.
Moonshine in her jersey, hard one in his cap. Beverly prayed to Pallor to bless all his dads.
Aww.
When just downstairs arose such a clatter, the boobs sprang out of bed to see what was the matter.
Hey, what the heck was that?
And that's you guys.
I was just in a trance, actually. I heard something.
So you guys, so you guys are upstairs in this cozy cabin.
I think I'm probably like, y'all, it's just our secret Santa. Don't worry. All's good.
Oh!
I'll throw off the covers and tear open the sash.
So are you going? Are you opening the window or where are you going?
I'm going to peek out the window.
Okay.
I have a literal sugar plum in my head.
You look out the window and you hear Crick folks yelling at each other.
He stole my Christmas bush! Hey, somebody took a shit in my stocking! You took a shit in my stocking!
What? My folk are rowdy.
Moonshine, like, yeah.
Are they supposed to take shits in the stockings? Is that normal?
Well, it's about the intention when you take the
shit. Oh, sure, yeah.
Sometimes
context.
You're trying to... Sometimes it's a spiteful shit.
This
and sometimes,
was a spiteful shit! Look at this shit!
I look at it, and I'm like, that is spiteful. We better get out there.
Yeah. No one would take such a runny shit on purpose.
No, if you're gonna gift a shit, it's gonna be a nice, like, put-together one.
Yeah.
I want to run outside wearing my long Christmas, my long cap.
Like a long cap. Okay.
Ooh, so you guys, I'm definitely wearing like some itchy woolen long underwear.
Sweet.
Ooh.
So you guys go downstairs to the living room in Moonshine's fancy fantasy stump. And when you get down there, you see that you're in this beautiful living room decorated for Crickmas. It's extremely cozy. There's a little rug next to the fire. And since Crick Elves do not practice fire safety, it has been going
tarnished
all night.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine Beverly put it out, and then Moonshine got a little cold, and then came back down and threw some more wood on the fire.
It's our nightlight. It's our nightlight.
It's the nightlight, right?
Yeah.
I noticed that you moved the grate. I'm going to put the grate back in front here. It's aesthetic.
I thought it was great where it was. Thank you very much. I bow.
And next to the fire, you see
does a golf clap.
You see three chipmunks in little red hats are singing Christmas carols, and they go, Crickmas, time is here. Time for wishes and crawfishes. We have been good scramble boys. We would like some Crickmas toys. Two nanner flies that breed. I want hospitality. We can hardly stand up straight. We huffed before we came.
Bravo!
I shove some popcorn kernels into their mouth, and then I hold them near the fire so that it bursts open so they get a little
They start spitting out popcorn. But you guys do see, while you're down here, temporarily distracted by the chipmunks, something ain't right here. Something's amiss. Moonshine, you see that your Crickmas bush has been stolen. And the rocking chair that Balnor fell asleep in tonight, it's been knocked over and Balnor is gone.
What? Balnor?
And your stockings are empty.
Moonshine, someone burgled our Balnor.
You hear outside, just cricks are hollering. People are going nuts.
Okay, we're running out. And, I'm running out into the street.
All of our stockings are empty. Those were our little mini bags.
Do we see any footprints or any sort of like evidence of who took Balnor?
Oh, go ahead and...
Yeah, I guess we should detective scene this.
We're Christmas detectives!
Ooh. Yeah, go ahead and do a little investigate check.
15.
5.
12.
Okay. I will say with a 15, it looks like the scene here has been staged a little bit. Besides the rocking chair that has fallen over, everything else seems like a little neat, like there wasn't much of a struggle. You see one footprint, and it's kind of a small foot, like maybe a youngin' or something.
Mm.
Y'all, I got something dark to ask. Do you think it's possible that Balnor's had enough of us and just left on his own volition?
Do you think Balnor went full Grinch?
Oh, my Lord.
No, he would never.
It wouldn't be Balnor.
Balnor loves bags. Christmas is a bag holiday.
Yeah.
That's what toys come in.
It seems like whoever came in here just wanted Balnor. I think he was kidnapped.
None of your Christmas presents are here.
But
there are no
Christmas. Stockings are empty.
Stockings are empty.
Are the stockings soiled? Has someone spitefully shat in our stockings?
You look in the stockings. Your stockings have not been soiled.
Okay.
Okay.
They took everything that mattered to us and Balnor.
Wait, did they take our bag?
Yes, they
have. Oh, no, our bag of holding.
The bag of holding, because Balnor...
What?
Excuse me. Okay.
There is some demonic presences in there.
So now we have a problem.
Can I ask the Chippermunks if they saw who broke and entered?
By the way, great job, boys. That was a moving. Hard one's wiping tears away.
Really wonderful, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Did you happen to see who took our small dad?
Well, we've been going around and just singing carols for everybody as they woke up. And when we got in here, there was no small dad here. We were just waiting for you guys to come around so we could sing little carols for you.
Oh, how long were you waiting?
About an hour.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We would have woken up sooner.
It's okay. We were practicing.
Okay. I saw you help yourself to the wet bar, though.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta have a little drink.
Fair enough.
You gotta have a little drink, man.
Honestly, I think it makes you sing better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, loosens
your inhibition.
Yeah. Yeah, it lets you kind of just lose yourself in the music.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Should we go outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's run out into the street.
I give them
on.
Some gorp as a Christmas gift.
Can I check the windows and doors to see if there's any evidence of how someone might have gotten in, if it was a break-in or someone was let in?
Here's the thing, Moonshine. On Christmas Eve, you ain't gonna lock your door.
You know what? Thank you so much for putting me in my place. That is absolutely
Dang,
true.
It's like double Halloween.
Yeah.
And just anytime we say Christmas, know that we meant Christmas.
Yes, this is all Christmas.
Yeah. Let's go outside.
All right.
You guys go outside.
Oh, hold on. I'm wearing the exact PJs that Kevin McAllister was wearing in Home Alone 1.
Mm. Yeah.
And I put a big overcoat on over them.
Beautiful. You guys get outside, and all of these cricks are fighting with each other. You see a youngin' wrestling crick bullywug peeper, like a little bullywug, but they're trying to hurt each other.
You took my presents! I know you took my presents!
I separate them.
I blow a whistle.
Yeah, I stand up on a tall stump and I say, get it together, my folk!
Someone stole my Christmas bush! Hey, someone stole my Christmas bush!
Hey,
somebody took a shit in my stocking!
Again, we all heard you. Y'all got a shitty stocking. We got that.
Yeah. No, but somebody shit in my stocking too!
Oh,
was
multiple.
Everybody here the victim of Christmas burglarization?
There are like 30 crick elves out here that have just like walked outside. Moonshine, your stump is a little bit out from the grandma tree.
Yeah, I like my privacy.
You hear arguments and yelling everywhere, though.
Oh.
But like all of your neighbors are outside like, what happened? Go ahead and give me an insight check.
Just Moonshine?
All you guys.
Hopefully someone else does better because I got a 13.
13.
I got a 16.
I got a 17.
Okay.
Wow.
So you guys immediately pick up that pretty much everyone had their Christmas bushes and their presents stolen, but only the people to like the east of Moonshine got their stockings shit in.
Oh.
Huh.
Wait, east. I'm trying to remember the crick geography.
So it's basically like Grandma Tree's like kind of all the way to the east, and then you go west to the Living Wood.
Okay.
So only to the east. So it's not the Living Wood. So it's furthest from the Living Wood is what's getting shitten.
That's where the shit is getting.
That's where it started.
And then on the west side, the presents have gotten burgled.
Presents have gotten burgled everywhere. And then suddenly, you guys hear closer to the grandma tree, in a certain crick front stump, you hear a bunch of people running out going, "Hey, he's got our Christmas bushes! He's got our Christmas bushes!" You guys see Cooter is dragged out by a bunch of other crick elves, and Cooter's just going, "It wasn't me! It wasn't me! I didn't do it! I wouldn't do this!"
Did they find him in your stump?
You guys rush up to Cooter's stump, and you see Petrie, one of the many Petries, goes, "Yeah, he took all our Christmas bushes. Look, his stump's full of Christmas bushes. He's got a bushfield stump."
Let's check inside.
You guys look inside. Cooter's stump is full of bushes.
Cooter.
What about his stocking? I look in.
There's nothing in there.
Nothing in there. Can I run back? I want to kind of do a survey of the scatological content of the stockings.
Okay.
Oh.
I want to see if the shit is the same consistency, and if it seems like one offender. I want to do a nature check, maybe?
Okay, so you want to go around and collect the shit.
Yeah, I want to collect shit samples.
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely have a scat badge.
Okay. So I'll say...
They will sing songs of this, Beverly.
So you collect some pieces of shit from, like,
gloves.
The east. You're
yeah.
Carefully put on some gloves. You begin
I'm helping him, but I'm not using any glove. I'm just doing handfuls.
I have gloves.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll put them on later when I'm not touching all the shit. Thing pretty fancy.
Gloves are nice.
Yeah, gloves are nice.
I like kind of wedge them into your bib.
The crick elves are outside and rowdy right now. So you see a couple of them that have stumps by the east side of the crick hold out their stockings. Yeah, there's shit. There's somebody shit in my stocking.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Hold it up to
uh-huh,
you.
Uh-huh.
Beverly, go ahead and give me... I feel like he would... you would... know dung pretty well, Bev.
Yeah,
go ahead and give me an investigate check with advantage. Or, Moonshine, you can also make a nature check.
Ooh, that's going to be 17.
Ooh, that's better than I did. I got a 6.
Okay. Looks to be chippermunk shit.
What? All right, let's go back. I'm going back for that little choir of chippermunks. And I'm getting them all in little headlocks.
Okay. Moonshine, you go back to your stump. The chippermunks are not there.
Is there shit in the stocking?
You look in the stocking, and there is bigger shit in there.
Oh, bigger shit, God. Not chipmunk shit.
What
not
about,
shit.
Can I do nature roll to see if this is still chipmunk?
Wait, did you say I could do
20.
Not shit. That. 20? Go ahead and give me an arcana check with advantage.
Okay. Some magic shit?
15.
You, looking at the two different types of shit, you get the feeling that... maybe those weren't chippermunks. They might have been something else that was coming out of its transformation.
A changeling.
Oh, Melora.
And then you guys go back and you compare the other stockings, look at all the other shit, and
is
you see
like
that the shit gets bigger.
Increasing?
What?
It gets bigger as it goes from stump to stump.
Do you think that it's like acquiring mass and that's why its shit is getting bigger?
Maybe, so, because we fed it. We fed it, remember?
Yeah.
Are we feeding
it
some
popcorn.
Kind of... Yeah.
Do you have it popcorn?
But you do see the crick elves are all fighting. They're all super angry at each other. Cooter is, like, trying to defend himself, but nobody believes him.
Now, hold on.
All right.
Cooter.
Hey, Cooter, you look like a kind of guy who needs a lawyer. Pawpaw.
Rare. Rare. You see...
Whatever happened to innocent till proven guilty, everybody.
That's right. You listen to them. Who cares about them? They saved the crick, you son of a bitch.
They start punching each other like people who were attacking Cooter, but defending you are fighting people who were attacking Cooter, but attacking you. Just like everyone's fighting with each
other. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I pick up a pine cone, and I say, I cast Cone of Truth.
Cool. You cast Zone of Truth on Cooter.
Cooter, enter this truth circle with me.
Yeah, sure. Why not, bud?
You do not need to take your clothes off to enter the truth circle.
I mean, I'd rather. I feel like I should do it just to be safe.
Whatever.
I don't want to get my clothes infected.
Whatever you are comfortable with. Okay.
All right.
Now, for the benefit of everyone here, did you or did you not steal those bushes?
I did not steal those dang bushes.
See, in the light of Pelor, with Melora looking on as his aide, he did not steal the bushes.
And now, cross-examination. Paw-paw.
See, Paw-paw walks back and forth. Rare.
Am I, wait, rare, am rare. I on the other side?
I have no idea.
The way that Crick Court, you know what, let's make this formal. So you see some of the Crick, you see a few of the old folks from the old folks circle come over and they're like, hey, okay, let's do this the right way. Cooter deserves an actual defense. Every Crick elf gets a defense. Y'all can be his defense team. She points to the band of boobs and Papa.
My minor illusion suits on all of us.
Papa's got a little bow tie now. You guys are all wearing suits. You guys go over to the speaking stump, and this woman, this older Crick elf from the old folks circle, stands next to the stump and goes, all rise for the honorable Judge Mama. And you see Meemaw and Mama walk out. Meemaw looks just like tired that all the people are fighting. You could tell she's been trying to get
in curlers.
Yeah, she was like in bed for the night. What's going on? Y'all are crazy. Cooter wouldn't do
I want
this.
Mama to also have her hair in curlers.
Yeah, Mama also has her hair in curls. She's like, pardon my appearance, fellow Crick elves.
You look absolutely immaculate, my queen.
Thank you, my champion. All right, everyone.
Yeah. No makeup. Hashtag.
Please be seated. Will all those who have a complaint against the defendant please stand up and shout at him? And you see a bunch of Crick elves stand up. He shit my
sock. Hey, he took my Christmas bush. He's got a whole stump full of bushes.
And Mama turns to Cooter and goes, defendant, Cooter, these are the charges that have been filed against you.
Filed.
Would you like a trial by wrestling or just a regular talking one? And Cooter goes, I want a regular talking one because I didn't do it.
I have an exhibit to enter.
You are doing this correct. Thank you for acknowledging Crick tradition and just yelling out when you have evidence.
I got an exhibit.
Moonshine just jumps up on the stump.
Y'all, I'm going to pass around an exhibit, and that is exhibit shit, which is, I'm gonna pass around a handful of the shit. Everyone, take a sniff. This shit is not from a Crick elf.
Hartwood starts passing out the shit with no gloves.
I'm trying to pass out as many gloves as I can, but
I know
no one's
y'all,
inspected if you wish.
I know y'all
look
have all stepped in some chipmunk shit before. This is chipmunk shit.
They look around. They all, it's so unprofessional, just literally passing around evidence through the crowd. They're all passing around. They pull out these little pellets. Yeah, I mean, it kind of looks like chipmunk shit. Why would the chipmunks... Calvin and the Petries wouldn't do this. Calvin and the Petries wouldn't shit my sock. I think Cooter would do it. Cooter would do it before.
Cooter can't make chipmunk shit out that butthole.
That's right. And you
Cooter,
see
Cooter, yeah. Do it right now. Take a
show his butthole.
Take a shit right now and show everyone that y'all don't shit chipmunk shit.
All right. You see, Cooter goes to the corner.
I fashion a curtain.
You fashion a curtain.
Go bucket real quick.
Cooter,
for all this
Cooter goes. Cooter goes bucket into a bucket, and he comes back out. See, pass that around. I didn't make them little pellets.
Oh, that is rank.
It's so big.
It's very big, and
he wouldn't have been able to do this if he had also shit in the other stocking.
So dry.
No one has this much.
This is the worst Christmas ever.
I think that proves our point.
And you see Pawpaw, ever the professional lawyer, he's just like poring over some books, walks over and grabs one of the chipmunk pellets. He's got a little nugget in his hand.
Don't eat it.
And he presses it, and it pops, and it turns into like bigger shit.
What?
Wow.
Some kind of illusion.
Rare. Rare, rare.
Can we do... Have we done an Arcana check on this
falls
shit
over
yet?
The crypt.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, what's he saying? I don't understand it.
Just let him talk it out, y'all.
You see, Mama just gets everything and is just nodding. An illusion. Well, Cooter's not capable of performing some kind of illusion. And Cooter goes, yeah, and if I was going to steal something, why would I just steal a bunch of bushes? The presents are missing. You could search my stump, you sons of bitches. Hey, don't call me a son of a bitch. You're a son of a bitch. Hey, we got the same mama. We got the same dad. Oh, you walking around like you know who your daddy is. They're all just wrestling and fighting each other. All right,
everyone, hush up. I'm going to cast a fourth level locate creature on them chipmunks.
Ooh.
I want to find Kelvin.
You want to find Kelvin?
Specifically the Kelvin that I just had an interaction with.
Okay, so you know Calvin and the Chippermunks. every year come around and do carols. Are you looking for Calvin, or are you looking,
looking for
who
Calvin
was in the stump?
I'm looking for the Calvin that I just talked to.
The Calvin that you just talked to.
Moonshine, you've met this Calvin before. The one that we met seem off in any way?
Seem pretty straightforward, but
you seeing for Calvin and the Chipmunks to shit in a stocking.
Yeah, seeing as
that's not
afoot.
Okay.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do that. Hmm. Moonshine.
Yeah.
You get the sense that this Calvin is heading west to the Living Wood.
West. All right, y'all. I think hot pursuit. Heading west.
Yep.
I think we let this trial play out here, and we go get on the heels of this Calvin imposter.
Let us go round up some witnesses.
Yeah. Put on your Christmas best.
You see Pawpaw walks out into the middle of the stump and goes, rear, rear, rear. He kind of chats with Mama like a lawyer talking to the judge. Rear, 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 rear. And there's a hush over the crowd. And she goes, I will grant the defense a recess. We'll meet back here in 1 hour. She knocks her little gavel.
It's so small.
Ram. And right. Papa just looks so stressed out. And he turns to you, Moonshine, and he goes, ram, 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 ram.
Don't worry, Pa. I'm on it.
Ram.
I'm on it.
He motions to you like he needs to stay with Cooter and talk to his client.
Absolutely. You are the height of professionalism, and I would never stand in the way.
We're going to beat the charge. We're going to beat the charge, Papa.
Yeah.
Ram, 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 ram. And Cooter goes, thank y'all so much. I did not steal these bushes. Why would I steal a bush? It's stupid.
Yeah, it's true. There's bushes everywhere.
It's stupid and fucking weird.
Cooter, I trust you.
All right, I got to talk to
you
my lawyer.
You kicked the rock, and you're going to kick these charges.
Thank you.
He's $500 an hour, by the way. Let's go.
Oh, boy. All right. I got 17 kids. It's going to be tough for the family.
500 crawfish.
Papa goes, rah, rah, rah. And you see Papa and Cooter walk off, but you see... The vibe at the Crick is not very Crickmas-y right now. Everybody's just at each other's
Are you saying
throats.
That we need to save Crickmas?
You just might need to save Crickmas.
Ooh, that's a lot for some dainty shoulders.
As you guys start walking off, you see Meemaw comes and walks over to you guys and joins you as you're walking west. And she goes, no pressure, y'all, but we do need to find out what's going on because something definitely ain't right. And the Meemaw of the Cricks gets her powers by the hospitality of her people. And right now, I've gone from cantrip to can't trip. She goes and she tries to, you know, she's like a near like level 20 druid. She goes to hold up her hand to try to cast just like a cantrip and it just fizzles out.
Oh my gosh, this is a bad berry.
It's a bad, I can't even make a good berry.
You made a bunch of bad berries.
Made some bad berries, yeah.
This is so tragic. They went after my Meemaw.
They lost the Crickmas spirit.
Oh, Meemaw, we gonna get you bat power back.
Y'all, somebody needs to save Crickmas.
Okay. We're gonna do it.
We're gonna do it. We're going to do it. All right. We're heading in hot pursuit of them chipmunks.
You head in hot pursuit of the chipmunks.
Them faux chipmunks.
Go ahead and give me a, I guess, like an investigate check or a nature check or something. You're trying to, like, track people through the woods.
Ooh, I got a 22.
22.
Ooh.
Great. I'll follow Moonshine. I got a 3.
Yeah. mine's not higher than that.
Okay. So, Moonshine, you use the power of your spell, the locate creature. You find approximately where they were at one time. And you do see along the way, like somebody was dragging a bag full of presents. You see that some of the grass is pushed down. There's just this like kind of big wide path for a little bit. Every once in a while, you'll run into like a Crickmas toy or a Nannerfly pie laying out like over the ground.
Can I say that for the duration of this, we are all riding on reindeer that I have summoned?
Hell yes.
Okay.
What
is the Crick equivalent of a reindeer?
It was probably like a real nasty moose.
Mud moose?
Yeah.
A gunk moose?
Yeah, a bunch of gunk mooses.
So you're all riding gunk. Yeah, I'll say with one summoned steed, you can each have a gunk moose.
We could also ride gators.
Oh.
It's whichever y'all prefer. Ooh.
Wait, are they gators with antlers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Antlered gators.
Horn gators.
Yeah.
Horny gators.
Anchors.
Ganterlopes.
Cool. Ganterlopes.
Great.
So you guys...
I've already burned 2 second level spells.
I burned my fourth level.
You burned your fourth level. Very funny. So you guys are tracking this path through the woods, but eventually it gets a little bit harder to track. You see like the occasional little piece of like a toy train or something. All Crickmas gifts are always personal and handmade the people that they're giving it to, from crick to crick. But eventually you kind of stop seeing people around you. But with that roll, you do run into your old friend, Joe the Praying Mantis, who's wearing a teeny little Crickmas sweater. And he walks out and he goes, "Oh, hey, Moonchan.
How are you, Mr. Mayor?
Oh, good to see you. Yeah. Good to see you, hard one.
Joe, I'm looking at your sweater. It says Mo, Mo, Mo. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's got a little pawpaw claws. I like pawpaw. Where's pawpaw?
Pawpaw's got some, he's working on Crickmas, if you
working
can believe it.
Working on Crickmas. He works too hard.
Didn't intend to, but it happens.
Yeah, my wife tried to kill me tonight.
What?
Yeah.
It'll happen.
I'm a praying mantis, so it happens from time to time.
Oh,
but
I see.
Also, she was a little bit more vicious than usual. You know, she tried to, usually they just try to chop your head off. This time she was trying to go from bottom up, so I would have like extra pain.
That's
I would have
fucked up.
A painful death.
Who would
do
something that terrible?
I know, someone who lost their Crickmas spirit, I'll tell you what.
Oh, Malora, it seems as though the critters of this fine nation are getting... some bloodlust.
These are cursed critters, yeah.
Cursed critters.
Joe, where's your wife now?
My wife? Well, she's back at our little, wherever praying mantises live.
Probably in some
We live in a teeny little cave.
Yeah, like a
All
little
right.
hole.
Maybe
yeah,
we go talk to your, maybe something. We go talk to your wife.
You want
to
go, I would love for her to blow off some steam. If y'all want to go talk to my wife, that's fine.
Yeah, you know, head to the bar.
Yeah,
all right.
Head to the bar.
Grab a pint.
I'm off to the bug bar. See you later, y'all.
Merry Crickmas.
Oh, man, he's going to drink
Merry
something.
Merry Crickmas.
Joe's going to drink something out of a thimble. I just know it.
Oh.
Little Joe scampers off.
All right. Should we keep in pursuit of these chipmunks, or should we investigate his wife?
I want to talk to the bug wife.
I think the chipmunks are the culprits.
Yeah, you might be right.
You didn't ask Joe about the chipmunks or anything. You just sent him off to go to a bar. And said that you would talk to his wife.
His story was a bit distracted. His wife tried to kill him, but in a mean way.
Wait, should we talk to his bug wife? I feel like we should talk to his bug wife.
Are we going to lose trail of the chipmunks?
Potentially.
Right. Joe doesn't live that far away. Joe is like out on... You get into like a fight with your significant other and you go for a walk. All right, Joe is out for a walk.
We'll catch up with Joe.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Mint Mobile. It's spring cleaning. We're getting rid of the things that don't serve us anymore, and you know what doesn't serve anyone? Expensive phone bills. If you'd like to declutter your finances, it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/pawpaw. That's mintmobile.com/pawpaw. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/PAWPAW. $45 upfront payment minimum required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Goodbye, sweeties.
Hey there, Nadpoles. Did you know that about 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgot about? Truly, even if you think you have your number of subscriptions under control, you might as well check out Rocket Money. Just to be sure, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, folks. With Rocket Money, you got full control over all of your subscriptions and a clear view of those expenses. You can see all your subscriptions in one place, so if there's anything you don't want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it with just a few taps. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate your bills lower for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They will deal with customer service and all those AI chatbots so you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and it's saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. That is saving their members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw, rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
You're going to run after Joe.
We should ask him about the chipper monks.
Okay, we catch up with him.
Joe, before you go, one quick thing. Do you see any chipper monks around here?
Chipper monks? I mean, yeah, you see chipper monks all the time.
You see any acting suspicious?
No.
Acting out of character, running this way and that?
No, all I seen out here tonight, there were...
What about the carolers, Kelvin and the...
Yeah, you see one with a big C?
And the Petries.
I haven't seen Kelvin and the Petries lately. Only people I saw out here that I hadn't seen in a while were... Saw a few gnomes carrying a big bag.
I fucking knew it.
Goodness.
Figured there's some kind of traveling wizard or something.
Extend your claw.
Where is that vermin?
He extends a claw to like the northwest.
All right, we book it.
Hard one
kicks his gunk moose hard.
You guys start heading northwest.
Yeah.
You go in the direction that Joe pointed.
Wait, I'm just realizing they are crocodiles with antlers. But
he's
called...
on a gunk moose.
No.
I'm on a crocolo.
I think that's what they're called. They're called gunk moose, but they're a crocodile with antlers.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Yes, you guys are all on these frightening steeds.
I whisper curse words into my steed's ear. Makes him run so fast.
I run my hand along his ridges.
So you guys follow where Joe told you to go, and eventually it leads you to the cave that Maribel used to meditate in.
Uh-oh.
And outside, there are gnomes playing. They're just, like, destroying toys, just jumping on top of them and stuff.
That's rude.
This is fun. You also see tied up there is Balnor. They're just walking over and, like, kicking him for fun.
Y'all, that's should we friend. Massacre?
Yeah, I draw my axe.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and real quick maybe cast something to loosen them up.
We're going to a rage.
There are three gnomes there, and you see Balnor is super fucked up and tied up.
Can we just charge in on our gunk meese and go in javelins ablazing?
Yeah, do they get
go ahead
an
and
attack?
Do a stealth check if you guys are like sneaking up on them.
I got a 16.
16.
13.
I got a 11.
11. Okay, they got a 14 on their perception check.
These are large creatures.
So you see, as soon as you guys kind of start poking your heads out to get a better look, like readying yourself to go into attack, you see the gnomes look up at you and go,
there they are. Catch us if you can.
And you see they turn into little chipmunks and skitter off into the cave.
Dagnabbit.
Okay, I cast Dispel Magic.
Okay, you cast Dispel Magic on them, and they just go, oh no, we don't get to be chippermunks anymore. They turn back into gnomes and continue running into the cave.
I Misty Step to meet them.
You Misty Step. You arrive in the mouth of the cave, and you see the gnomes go and hide behind a figure. You see in this cave, you guys had been in this cave before. This is where you found the cursed book.
Yeah.
There are like the old candelabras and stuff, but you see the cave is full of Crickmas presents. This is where they all are.
Oh, they grinched up this dang cave.
And you see the gnomes are hiding behind a figure. A tall high elf in silver armor, covered in chains, with a slight green tint to his skin. And he goes,
hello, Beverly.
What?
What the fuck?
And it is Glad Roselle.
No! How can it be? You're dead!
Fiala resurrected me, but she said she'd only restore me if I could prove my worth, and I will. I will ruin Crickmas, destroy the hospitality of the Crick Elves, and cripple the Meemaw of the Crick.
This is so petty, man!
Yes, I hate you. I hate you and your friends. These gnomes, they agreed to help me just as long as they could shit in stockings. They're just awful little creatures. And you hear them go, tee-hee, tee-hee.
And you're palling around with them?
I'm not palling around with them. They're just my allies for now.
No, y'all are like besties.
We're not besties.
Can I look at Galad and say, I'm so sorry. This is probably so hard for you to see. And I take Rosaline out of my hilt.
Oh.
Just show her a little bit.
That's my sword.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure she answers to me now.
Oh, yeah.
I kiss it. Mm.
Don't do that.
I kiss it more.
Don't do that. You're
I lick
get
it.
Her dirty.
I nibble it.
You're
I tweak it.
Get her dirty.
If I can go down on it.
Don't go down on her. She needs
Steve
to be.
Throwing that sword.
Oh my she God. Needs to be pure. Oh, she needs to be pure.
You are bleeding.
And how are you doing, hard bun?
I'm just so sorry you got resurrected and she didn't do anything to fix your deviated septum.
You see, yeah, he's got this light green skin now and chains all around him. He's wrapped up in chains. He looks like Theala brought him back, but he's like punishing him for failing. Mm. And he goes,
all of this Christmas celebration goes against the true meaning of the holidays. Soberly worshiping the light and not having sex.
Wow. I make out with a sword again.
Don't stop. No.
Those two gnomes are having sex right now. They're just fucking each other.
I'm mime humping the sword.
Stop humping my
yeah,
sword.
I'll get in on this.
And you see Galad goes,
let's show the crick the true meaning of Crickmas.
And you see Galad pushes past you guys out into the woods, and he goes,
on razor light!
And you see his griffin appears out of thin air, but now it looks like sickly, like a weird demon griffin attached to a sleigh, and Galad hops in it, and he goes to take off into the sky.
I'm gonna deliver religious pamphlets to the crick!
Oh, that's so lame!
They're gonna have the best Christmas ever now!
Everybody roll initiative.
Okay.
Ooh.
15.
I got a 1, but I get to reroll that because it's a lucky Christmas day. 10.
I got an 11.
Okay, so you guys have entered combat. Balnor knocked the fuck out on the ground,
oh, no.
Tied up, by the way. And Galad just goes, I didn't even tell them to take anybody. They just did that because they're sick.
We like hurting people.
Oh, man.
And Galad acts first. Galad hops into his sleigh with Razorlight and begins taking off. And with a full dash action, I'll say he gets about 60 feet up in the air. That is Moonshine's turn.
I can't wait to deliver these pamphlets. Everyone will see the true meaning of the light. And Theala will make my skin not green and give me a sword.
Do the pamphlets have comics in them?
No.
Oh.
Jesus, steal all the presents you want, but if you deliver these pamphlets, you'll officially ruin Christmas.
I would like to cast Jump on myself, which okay. I believe, I can't find my card right now. I think it triples my jump.
Okay.
Which would mean that my jump is almost 60 feet.
Yeah. I'll let you roll, do an acrobatics or athletics check to try to grab the bottom of the sleigh.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to do.
Nice.
So I cast jump on myself and then jump into the air.
It won't be too hard because you're already doing jumps, so I'll just say DC 10 acrobatics or athletics check.
15!
Yeah, Moonshine, you leap up with arcane energy. The Christmas spirit guides you and you grab the bottom of the sleigh.
What? No, get off. Stop.
You can also spores or something if you'd like.
And then I will spores him only for 6 because I am not currently. And I'll also enter a rage.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
As my bonus action.
Smart.
Sweet. That is the gnome's turn. You see the two gnomes that were fucking each other.
Let's take a little break. Let's kill these guys and then fuck again. That'll be fun.
Oh, boy.
So the two guys come forward. I'll say one will go after Hard One, and one will go after Beverly. So they have... These are fucking beastly gnomes that are in the Tome of Beasts, red caps.
Well, I'm looking at the picture.
So one goes forward and tries to bite you with these dirty, horrifying teeth.
Oh.
Shout out to the two crew.
Hey.
Misses with its bite. Oh, but he makes 2 pike attacks? He makes 3
He's
attacks.
He's so sooty.
This is insane.
You obnoxious little piece of shit.
Hits with the pike for...
How did you produce that much shit?
12 damage.
Yeah, how did they? What were they eating all day?
And then next hit. Is 18 a hit?
Does that hit? Doesn't hit.
Doesn't hit. Okay. Misses with the pike. Hard one. This other guy goes after you. He tries to bite you.
Is that the one that was fucking or getting fucked?
You know, they were going back and forth, honestly. They were looking at each other.
They're 69ing?
And they were going at it. No, they were just facing each
They're
other
just being
really
generous.
Respectfully. They were both standing up and just fucking at each other.
Oh, it's the first cool thing I see in a gnome do.
Yeah. They take their two pike attacks, misses, and hits for 8 damage. And then you see the third gnome just goes, tee-hee, I'm making people sad. And he pulls out a match and he just lights the Crickmas toys on fire.
You little asshole.
Excuse me?
You're a monster.
That is Hardwon's turn.
I go after the one that fucking lit the toys on fire. I'm gonna kill you first. 12.
Not gonna hit. You see, he nimbly dodges out of the way. Tee-hee, we're cute and funny.
I'll take a second attack at him. You're not funny. 15, 16.
16 hits.
Gotta read the audience a little better.
12 damage.
He's pretty hurt, but he's not. These are pretty hardy gnomes. Cool. That is Bev's turn.
All right.
You see Galad and Moonshine are flying away.
Are there any trees that are that tall?
There are certainly trees that
Can
are.
I enchant a tree to grow vines and grapple Razorlight?
Oh, interesting.
We're at the creek, so I imagine there's a lot of mangrove trees.
Here, let's just roll a total luck check, and I'll go ahead and roll 11 through 20. There's like a tree ant in the area that you could just like
add
for a boost. 11 through 20, and Greenshade is nearby.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's a 16.
Oh!
Yeah, baby.
Bev, you go to like enchant a tree and suddenly you see it kind of like startles awake and goes, oh, fuck. Why is everybody making so much noise? It's
Green
Christmas
shade.
Eve. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey,
how
Merry
you doing?
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, man.
Hey, could you just like raise your hands in the air and swat around a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Why not, man? he'll go and take an attack at...
This is such a cute Green Knight move to be like this, like one with the trees.
Yeah, that worked out great.
Sure. He'll go up and he'll just take an attack on... Yeah, and I mean, we established that he hangs out near Old Cobb's tree. So fucking Green Shade's just here. He's good. He's a hell of a lot better than a griffin. He does fucking 12 damage with a slam attack, just like batters Razorlight. Moonshine, you feel the whole sleigh start to move.
I'm into it. Let's do it.
Second attack misses, and he takes a third attack, and he also misses. He rolled a 3 and a 4. But Bev, you can still take a turn. You can do an action and stuff.
All right.
And you see Greenshade goes, I think he's going to like fly away, man. Do you want like a boost?
Absolutely. Can he like give me, I want to do an aerial launch.
Yes.
If he can like put his feet down.
I'll have him do a strength check to launch you and I'll even let you get an attack.
All right, great.
Cool. So he holds his tree hands out to grab you as you rush towards him. He rolls a fucking nat 20.
What?
What?
Yes!
Launches you right at whoever you want to hit. Glad, whoever. Right.
As I'm in the air. I like run my fingers along my sword to activate the whetstone power.
Beautiful.
I flip into the air, and I just want to. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go for Razorlight. It's gonna just
Ooh.
Slash down.
Shit. Okay, go ahead. Make this attack roll with advantage because he got a nat 20, so he threw you like fucking perfectly.
That alley-oop.
He just got a nat 20.
Oh my god. If you divine smite, you'll do double of that damage too.
No, I'm gonna.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Holy a Christmas.
Shit.
Holy shit. All right. So 15, 9, 18. Oh boy, what is that?
42.
Somehow that's 42 damage.
Jesus. Razorlight is on death's door, so close to dead.
Am I riding Razorlight now?
Yeah, you can grab, with Greenshade's nat 20, you grab onto Razorlight and
Beverly's
stab,
nat 20.
Stab into it.
Mm-hmm. Nat 40.
Yeah, 2 nat 20s in a row. You stab into Razorlight while you're riding him, and Glad goes, no, Razorlight.
Wait, Razorlight's undead.
Yes.
I take another D8. Jesus. That's going to be, that's just a normal D8. That's 4 more damage.
4 more damage, okay. Razorlight is barely alive.
Okay.
Oh. You have a second attack.
Oh my god! I didn't know if you were gonna give it to me, but yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, you get it.
All right, that's going to, I think that's going to hit the 16 plus 8, 24.
Certainly hits. Right, cool.
That's going to be 15 damage.
Oh, dude.
Finish Razor Light.
Okay.
No way, you're going to make us crash.
I always hate to do this. Okay, you know what I do? I lift my sword and I pray to Blor and I'm like, send this creature to the place it deserves to be. And then I drive my sword right through the base of its brain, and then I attempt to like steer it like a joystick into a safe landing.
Okay. Hey, it's Crickmas. go ahead and give me, I guess if, oh my God, you're going to try to just like stat, like.
I'm sullying it.
You're trying, okay, you're trying to sully him. Go ahead and give me, I guess, a dexterity check or an intelligence check.
Okay.
I'll say DC 15 to land it safely, or else you guys just crash. You fall 60 yeah. feet.
That's an 11.
That's okay. Y'all aren't going to die from this.
Okay.
But you stab into Razor Light. You do see that it frees it from its bond with Glad.
Mm.
And you see vines and green energy go around it, and you see it disappears in a poof.
Oh.
You can imagine that it maybe went back to the Feywild. It's like
farewell.
An ancient fey creature. But then Moonshine, Beth, and Glad are going to fall 60 feet in the sleigh and have a horrible crash. Glad's Crickmas is not going the way he wanted it to. You guys take 32 damage as you crash into the ground brutally.
Oh, man.
Wait. Hard one. You just see in the you're fighting these gnomes. You see in the distance the griffin disappears, and you just see the sleigh with all of your friends on it just falling out of the sky.
That doesn't look good.
That is back around to Glad. You guys.
Really puts you burning a tiny train into perspective for me.
You should have helped your friends.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you.
You're obnoxious, though.
I think you did the right thing, Hardwon. They're a menace.
We respect you.
They're a goddamn menace. Society.
That is Glad's turn. On Glad's turn, you see four of his chains animate and dance around him. They've got, like, hooks on him. And he's going to go ahead and start making some attacks. First, he makes an attack against Beverly. You see he's got,
cool.
He already had like two chains that he was spinning around. Chains are my thing now.
Oh, you're trying to reinvent yourself. That's so sad.
Yeah, I figure new body, new me.
Strike new.
Strike new?
It's like a Marley thing, but also a Grinch thing. I thought you gotta pick a lane, bud.
Oh my God, he crits on the first chain attack against
Dang, Bev. Dang, this is Crit-mas, y'all.
So it is Crit-mas. So he does 15 damage on the first attack.
Hmm.
To who?
To me.
To Bev. The target is grappled if Glad isn't already grappling another creature.
I'm grappled. So wait, do I make a save? Or?
You don't. You have to escape it. Okay. So it wraps around you if it hits. Then he's going to take another chain attack at you. Misses with that one. But then you see these four animated chains. Each one of them comes in.
Oh.
One misses. Two miss. Three hits for another 11 damage, and the fourth one goes and hits for 9 damage.
Oof. Y'all, I'm looking pretty bad.
Ooh.
You're gonna die on Crickmas.
Oh,
not
no.
The way you should have
read
holiday.
The pamphlets are everywhere.
No, this is like
my beautiful sleigh. You see his sleigh. It's like all of these light pamphlets, like, what can Theala do for you? Are spilled all over the thing. After his turn, he uses his minor action, his movement to pick them up and put them back in the bag.
Oh, dying so on sad. Christmas. It's like one of those sad country music songs.
Moonshine, that's your turn. You're just like face down in the dirt, probably like 10 feet away from the crash scene.
But Bev's looking hurt.
Bev's looking hurt, yeah.
Major hurt.
All right, I gotta heal.
Glad's looking a little... I mean, Glad just crashed for like 30 damage, and he's got no friends. He's got no one to heal him.
Oh, okay.
He's not on death's door, but he's not, like, great.
Then maybe I'll lightning bolt him.
Do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lightning bolt him. All right, yeah. So he's gotta do dexterity saving throw,
Kay.
Or I'll send a bunch of damage his way.
Cool. 19.
That's gonna save.
Okay.
All right, still takes half. 37, half of that.
37, half of that. Okay, so like 18. Damn. Moonshine, you call lightning down, hits Glad. You see all of his chains are like alight with lightning. Moonshine, give me like an Arcana check. or an Arcana save or something.
16.
16. Okay, Bev, you only take a quarter of that damage.
What?
But you see some of the lightning goes down the chain.
Oh, because he's grappled on the chain.
Yeah, so we'll say that does 6 damage to Bev.
6 damage to Bev?
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm dead.
Fucking motherfucker!
Bev is electrocuted.
You little, you laid Bev the track. You're a gnome.
Oh, no! I touched the Christmas bulb and it was burned out and I died.
That is the gnome's turn. You see the gnomes, there's three of them. Hard one, you are in this nightmare scene. You are with these three terrifying gnomes who look cute on first inspection, but they have blood all over their fists from beating Balnor all night. And then they have these like rancid yellow teeth, and you're in this burning cave full of toys that are on fire.
So they look like the Rudolph elves, but just like fucked up.
Yes.
You little fucker, you beat the man who holds our bag.
First guy's going to take a bite at
you. You beat our personal Santa.
And hit for 16 damage. It's going to take two pike attacks and hits with one. 9 damage. Second guy makes a bite attack, misses. Pike attack misses. Last pike attack hits. 12 damage. Next guy makes, hits with both of his pike attacks. 12 damage, 9 damage, and then tries to bite you and misses. Cave burning around you, Hard One. That is Hard One's turn.
Yeah, I hate you fuckers so much.
This is fun.
Okay.
This is the best Christmas we've ever had.
This is my nightmare. I'm going to swing my axe at the guy. I guess the
guy
one that
you
was,
hurt?
Yeah, the one that I hurt.
Sweet.
25 to hit.
That hits.
9 damage.
Cool.
Second attack on him.
Cool.
25 to hit again.
That hits.
12 damage.
He's looking pretty hurt, but not on death's door yet.
I'm going to unbraid my beard, shake it out, trying to look like a young Santa, and use my action surge.
You need action surge against gnomes?
Yeah, you little fucker. 21.
That hits.
14.
Cool. He's very hurt.
I'm dead. No shit. 13.
Blocks it with his pike.
Oh,
sorry, man. Guess it's gonna take you 3 turns to kill a single gnome.
They're gonna fucking
Christmas
kill me, man.
Christmas is ruined.
Oh, can I, as a bonus action, maybe I'll use second wind. Can I? That's a bonus action.
You can
action,
use
right?
second wind, yeah, right, cool. As a bonus action.
Just go all out on one gnome.
That is Beth's turn. Give me a death saving throw on Christmas.
Dead on Christmas. I'll take that.
That's
an 18.
Cool. That's one save.
All right.
That is back around to Galad. You see he pulls his chain back and begins taking chain attacks at Moonshine.
Cool.
Thanks for helping me kill your friend.
One miss. Two misses. 3 misses. God damn it. 4 misses. 5 misses. I've rolled under a 10.
I
5
say,
attacks in
is
a
this
row.
Christmas or miss?
From the grave, I say, looks like you have a little Swiss miss.
He does hit on the last one for 12 damage.
All right.
And you are grappled by the chain.
Grappled by the chain.
Black
drawn on in. And I'm
is there anything I can do? Because I've got strength and stuff like that because I'm a barbarian right now. I actually only take half of that, right? I only take 6, right?
Yeah, it's slashing damage.
Yeah.
Cool. So the chains are wrapped around you. You can use your action on your turn to get ungrappled. Also, grappled just means your speed is 0, so you can still cast a spell on him. You can touch the thing and do lightning. Like,
gotcha.
You can do lots of fun stuff. That is Moonshine's turn. Moonshine, right. Get this metal wrapped around you.
All right, I'll do a healing word on Bev. Actually, if that's the case, then I'm gonna use my action to get ungrappled.
Oh, cool. It's DC 14 strength check to get out.
Okay.
You should have
4. I have advantage on strength checks.
Nice.
That's a D12.
Thank God. Dude. Roll a D20.
Well.
Still bad.
Okay, I'm not going to get out.
Okay.
And then I'll healing word young Bev for 3rd level.
What is the word?
The word is Merry Christmas.
And a happy stew year.
For 14.
14.
Oh, wow, nice.
Cool. Bev right. pops back up.
Bah, I had a dream about Galad, but he was furry and green, and he had a big belly, and a dog with an antler, and there was a bunch of weird little, like, mouse people around.
What? No, this is completely original. I'm the only one who's ever tried to ruin Crickmas. This is my thing. All of this is original. The chains, the green skin. It's all real.
Dream sounds cool. Reality's worse.
My dream was directed by Ron Howard.
Then that is the gnome's turn. You also notice, Bev, you especially, because you're a paladin, you're in tune with all these, like, evil good forces and everything.
Oh, I also, on my turn, esporced him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. Sweet.
For only six, because I'm not six. In fumble mode.
Glad's looking pretty hurt. I mean, he looks like his life sucked before this. This new life sucks. He exists to ruin Crickmas. Bev and Moonshine, you guys noticed just being around Glad makes you feel like shit. Like, it
that
makes
was
you
true
grumpy.
Before.
It makes you, yeah.
That's true.
More so
that
than before. Before. There's like a little bit of a magic effect
you
going
think
on
that
here.
Like the spirit of Crickmas is being sucked from us.
Yes. That is the gnome's turn. Let me tell you guys how I thought this was going to play out. I thought you guys were all going to jump on the sleigh and the gnomes were going to be a non-thing. Instead, it turned into three gnomes beating the fuck out of Hard One by himself.
Bring
in
it
a
on.
Fireball cave.
How bring it you? On. Come on.
he hits with
are
his,
you okay?
Hits with his bite. 14, yeah, okay. 14 damage.
I'm okay, but they each have three fucking attacks.
hits with,
I'm messing around.
With one of his pike attacks for 11 damage. The other two go. First guy misses with his first pike attack, but hits with his second one for 12 damage. He goes to take a bite. Hits. 15 damage.
I hate gnomes so much.
And then the third one goes, takes two pike attacks, misses with both, takes his bite attack, and misses. That is Hard One's turn. You have one gnome that's really hurt. The other ones still look healthy.
I am so hurt. Okay, I'm gonna shake this off, pretend that it's not happening. Not getting
this
my ass.
This is all happening. You see just everything burning around you. They're just dancing in the fire.
I must be in Bev's nightmare. I'm gonna swing my axe at the hurt one.
Sweet.
22 to hit.
22 hits.
11 damage.
11 damage. Hard one. Finish him.
Thank fucking God. I sling my axe back behind my back and I just kick it in the head so hard.
You see, he was laughing until the end and he dies with a sick smile on his face. And like Chucky at the end of a movie, is just this terrifying, happy little guy burning in the fire.
Oh, can I like kick his teeth off?
You kick so, his like, teeth his, out.
Yeah, they fly off, but they're smiling.
Yeah.
Cool. Did I get to cleave into another one at all?
Yeah, you did one damage to another guy.
All right, my toe hit that one. So I'll use my second attack on
Sweet.
That guy. I'm going to use my luck point
'kay.
Because I only rolled a 7. And now I rolled an 8. Does a 17 hit?
Does.
Woo. We're just little guys.
Rerolling the 1. 11 damage.
11 damage.
You're not that little. You're hurting me a lot.
We're strong.
Oh, and as a bonus action, is Bev's amulet hanging?
Nah, Bev like went off into the woods.
Cool. Then that is my turn.
Cool. That is Bev's turn.
Oh, great. Moonshine, how are you doing on health?
I mean, I'm hurting, but it'll be fine.
You
I
sure?
can look at your amulet.
Glad's looking pretty hurt.
All right. Well, as a bonus action, I'm going to look at my amulet.
Okay, sweet.
And, I got a 36 back. I'm at 40
nice.
HP now.
Good
feeling healthy.
You.
Good boy.
I have a rosy glow to my cheeks once more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not fucking around anymore. It's time for a divine smite.
Okay.
It's time to give what I got from Galench Roselle. Does 11 hit?
Does not.
Okay. Does a natural 20 hit?
Woo! Sure is.
Hell Christmas! Merry Christmas!
It is Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, happy Christmas, Harry.
And to all a good fight.
Nice.
So that's 19 damage for my normal attack.
Bev, finish him.
Woo!
Is Moonshine here?
Yeah, Moonshine's there. Moonshine's
healed,
connected
to
one of his chains.
All right, here's what I do. I want to kick the chains off Moonshine.
Sweet.
I grab her hand. I use Nature's Wrath to summon vines, but since it's Christmas, they are Christmas wreaths.
It's holly.
It's holly. The vines envelop him A portal to hell opens up.
Yeah.
And he is sucked downwards into hell.
No, I worship the light. This isn't the real Christmas.
Well, now enjoy.
There's a war on Christmas.
Say hi to Akarat.
No.
Thank you for this new brother.
Enjoy eating Chinese food on Christmas.
No, you'd think we'd be friends, but I hate it.
Just watch a movie or something. You're not going to celebrate at all.
We're going to freaking hang out the whole time.
Yeah, you see Akarat comes up and starts pulling him down.
I'm going to make him use the second controller and be my little brother. I'm going to steal lives from him in Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
No!
Galad gets pulled into hell.
Cool.
Sick. I'll never get tired of beating that guy.
Can we say that the portal to hell is still emitting like a Christmas-like glow?
Yeah, now there's like a little bit of like red around it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So like an aurora borealis in the sky? Yeah. Mm. Moonshine, that's your turn.
Oh, the gnomes. We still going. I'm just going to run back and heal Hardwon.
Okay. You run back towards the caves.
Did you need an amulet, Gander?
I guess I forgot to do it.
I'll run with you and you can do it on the way.
Okay. So I'll use my bonus action to Gander the amulet. Mm-hmm. I will cure wounds Hardwon for my final third level.
Okay.
And then I will also spores one of these gnomes.
Sweet. Oh, hey, did Galad offer to suck your dick when you tried to kill him?
He didn't, you know?
That's pretty rude.
Okay, so I heal you for 21.
Oh, thank you.
Seems like you've got these gnomes under control. Should we just help Balnor?
Yeah, you guys go do your thing.
That is the gnomes' turn.
I got these little fuckers.
21.
So Bev and Moonshine rush into this cave. That is the gnomes' turn. There are two left. Tee-hee, our brother's dead, and we don't care.
Bad siblings.
One on the bite misses. Pike attack is going to hit.
Dang, Christmas with the cranks over here.
That's 12 on the one pike attack. Makes a second attack, hits. And 12 damage.
Okay.
And then the other guy is going to take two cracks at you. We're going to take you to hell with us.
I feel like I'm already there.
We're not planning on making it out of here alive. And he hits and he crits.
He crits.
He crits and he hits.
It's Christmas after all.
First attack is 9 damage. Yes. And then crit attack is 16 damage.
Oh, I'm down.
You're down. He still has a bite attack. He's going to take a bite attack at you when you're down. Hardwon, he hits at you. Auto crit, 2 death fails.
Oh, jeez. He crit on his bite attack?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, you auto crit on guys who are on the ground if you hit.
Oh, I see.
So you have 2 death saves. So he bit you. You guys see this horrifying vision of this gnome just jumps on Hardwon after like stabbing him. Hardwon's bleeding out on the ground. And he just starts biting him like a zombie. Just Hardwon, make a death saving throw. You have 2 fails.
Jesus Christ.
What? Do you have any luck points left?
I sure do. Oh. And I'm going to need it because I just got a 6.
Okay.
There's a 10.
Whew.
Wow. I really would hate to die on Christmas.
Yeah, miracle. I don't want a lot for Christmas. All I want is Hardwon to not fucking die. Okay. Hardwon is almost dead. That is Bev's turn.
All right. Bev charges up his hands, green sparks flying off of them, slams them both on Hardwon's big, beautiful calves. Slams them both on Hardwon's big, beautiful quads, surging him with a touch hands.
Wow.
So cool. I have 40 for that. I'm just going to get, I'll give you 30. Tight.
Yeah.
Can I do one of those kind of like handspring things?
Kick ups?
Yeah.
You kick back up or kip up?
Yeah. Got a lot of weight in the legs.
Back up to Moonshine. Wait,
go ahead and cast Shield of Faith on Hardwon
as well.
That's
a good call.
I'm very vulnerable.
That is Moonshine's turn.
Okay, and there's just these two little guys left?
Yeah.
They're not that little.
Yeah, I know.
They're super powerful, Moonshine. Be careful.
I guess I'm just going to attack them.
Okay.
They seem like wieners.
Okay, that's definitely going to hit. 27 hits?
Yes.
Oof, bad roll. It is not my Christmas. Hit him for 10.
Okay.
And then spores him for 6.
Okay, this dude is pretty hurt. That is the gnome's turn. They're going to keep chopping at Hardwon.
No place like gnome.
Two pike attacks, hits with one of them, 15 damage.
Oh my god, jeez. I'm going to go down again.
No. Takes a bite, misses on the bite,
Other guy takes
Wait,
two.
Are you using his new AC?
Yes, okay. He rolled a 16. He did have plus 8 to hit. Other guy misses with both of his pike attacks. He's going to take a bite. He hits with his bite for... Oh, my God. 23 damage.
And I'm down.
All right.
Hard one goes back down. Hard one, go ahead and make a death saving throw.
This is the worst crick miss ever.
Yeah.
Gnomes are kicking your ass.
11.
11, that's a pass. Nice. Bev, that's your turn.
Okay. I guess I...
No, just fucking kill the gnomes.
Yeah, just kill them. There's one I can heal. Hurt. You have two attacks. I only have one, that's so let
point.
Me do the healing.
All right. I'm going to use Wrathful Smite okay. on the gnome.
Yeah.
And you don't have to heal me either. I just want to wake up and have them be dead.
Okay, that's going to hit. That's 18 plus 8, 26.
Certainly hits.
Great. 11 damage normally.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do a Wrathful Smite on them.
Sweet.
Which they're going to need to make a Wisdom saving throw, but it's 1d6 psychic damage.
Cool. Fails.
He fails?
Yes.
Great. That's 6 damage, and the target is frightened until the spell ends.
His brain explodes, and you see just blood and chunks coming out of his ears as he smiles and falls down.
Huh.
I'm going to howl. And he falls on the ground.
You feel bad about it, though.
Just shaking on the ground. Back up to Moonshine's cool. turn.
Is there? What's the one look like? Has he been
I
hit
guess,
yet?
Bev, you get a second attack, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was my first attack.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, cool. Let me swing at the other one.
Sweet.
Christmas is for friendship! 16 plus 8. Is that going to hit? That's 24?
Yes, yes, yes.
10.
Sweet.
And is there just one gnome left?
Yes.
Yeah, let's Divine Smite.
Do it up.
4 extra damage.
Okay.
That's it.
It's pretty hurt.
Yeah.
That is Moonshine's turn.
Do I get the sense that this gnome is going to attack Hard One while he's down?
You can't really tell.
All right, I heal Hard One.
Okay.
Hard one. Did you have like
the nose is going to attack me now that I'm up.
Did you have a whole It's a Wonderful Life flashback when you were down?
It's been a shit life.
16.
16. Hard one pops back up. That is.
I just keep waking up to be killed by a gnome.
That is back up to the gnomes. You see on the gnome's turn, he spits on you, Hard One, as you're getting up and goes, "Tee-hee, I ruined Crickmas and I'm going to live." And he just disengages and starts running out of the cave.
Can I get an opportunity attack on him?
No, he disengaged.
So what does that mean?
So he is...
Do we get an opportunity attack?
No, he is 40 feet outside of the cave. You guys can chase him if you want.
I'm throwing my javelin.
That's Hard One's turn, yeah.
I throw my javelin.
Go ahead and make a javelin attack. The lightning one?
Yeah.
Nice.
I hate you, you little shit. That's a 3. I'll use a luck point, my final one.
Absolutely.
20. Not
20
a
mat, hits.
Sweet. This is going to be a lot of damage.
Is it red and green lightning?
Yes. Yes, it is. 25.
Hard one. Finish this.
Yes!
Gnome.
Oh, yeah! Fuck him up!
Thank God. I want my javelin to sort of, like, go through his calf and kind of pin him.
Oh.
Against the cave.
Wait, have mercy! I didn't mean it!
And then I'm
you should
going...
Shit, you should upper deck his mouth.
Oh, that's a really great idea.
I just wanted to shit in the stockings and beat up your friend.
You're the stocking now.
So, you're the stocking. I pinch his nose until he opens his mouth, and then I shit into his mouth.
Oh, you shit into his mouth, and he dies of disease.
Yeah.
Oh, septic shock.
And as he tries to spit it up, I want to put my boot through his teeth.
He drowns.
So he just drinks his own teeth in my shit.
He drowns in shit on Christmas.
Damn, that happened to my uncle.
That was a Christmas miracle after all.
Praise the Lord.
That's exactly what I wanted for Christmas.
So, you guys see this cave is alight with burned Christmas toys. All of the Christmas presents have been ruined. You see Balnor kind of stirs awake, and it's kind of this bittersweet moment where he goes,
"Oh, hey guys, I'm glad you came. Those gnomes beat the shit out of me. But I was able to help these little guys." And you see he pulls out from under his armor three little chipmunks.
Oh! Is it Calvin and the Petries?
It's Calvin and the Petries.
Aw.
We were going out to do our yearly caroling, and then we got knocked out by some gnomes and brought here.
Let's go back to town and do some caroling of our own.
Yeah, y'all got a good song for passing out presents, too, because we got to redistribute all these presents.
Yeah.
Tahu Doris. The presents look pretty screwed up.
Oh.
But they're also personal.
We're also, yeah, they're still handmade. That's what really matters.
Maybe with a little Christmas magic.
You guys load up all of these burned toys into a bag. Balinor,
I've got three sweet little ornaments. I've made all of the gnomes into ornaments. Hooks into them.
Just like little skulls and stuff like that.
Yeah, my climbing grappling hooks are, I've made ornament gnomes.
Yeah, you guys untie Balinor. You see that he was captured along with the, with Calvin and the chippermunks, and he was like protecting them, like putting them like under his belly that he could get beat up instead of them. I can take it. I'm a dad. I got dad strength.
I go ahead and give him like a Christmas hug and touch hands him so he's feeling better.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, he gets a little better. Still was the worst Christmas I've ever had.
Same.
You guys
right up until the end, Balinor.
Wasn't my favorite.
You guys put all these burned toys and everything into the bag. And as you guys start walking back towards the crick, you see that the sled that had crashed, that Galad was driving, suddenly Razorlight appears with like a green aura around him, like a mist. And he goes, "You broke my bond with that freaking turd. And for that, you have my thanks."
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
I dap him up.
He daps you guys.
I touch my hand to his beak.
I definitely dap that griffin.
You dap that griffin. You guys all get in the sled together, and Razorlight takes off, leading you guys towards the crick.
I scan the skies to see if I can see Pelor in his... it would probably be like a VW bug bus that's led by a bunch of cool big dogs spreading Christmas or Pelor festival cheer to all the children.
Yeah, you see a big VW bus and a bunch of just like big golden retrievers flying through the sky, and he goes, "Good job, Bev." And he gives you a big thumbs up.
Can we use the Featherfall ring to make sure all, like, so that when we throw the presents, they all land really slowly?
Yeah.
So right in the lap of
you
the kid who wanted this.
You guys fly over the crick. You see that everybody was at each other's throats at this point. The trial has resumed, and you see Pawpaw still arguing in favor of Cooter and stuff. And you guys drop these toys out, and they're all burnt and screwed up. At first, people go, "What? It's all fucked up." And then you see another crick elf like walks over to that peach tree and goes, "Yeah, but that's a little rocking horse that I made you, man. I knew that your kid would want it." And he goes like, "Oh, this is for Petrie Jr.? That's so sweet of you. That's so sweet of you." And you see that they all start getting these damaged and fucked up toys, but they're like, "Oh, you made this for me? That's so nice. That's so nice. What were we even fighting about?" And toys continue to fall down.
Not guilty. Not guilty.
Not guilty. And Cooter goes, "See, I made that for you. I made you your own bow." And you see this just like broken, fucked up, burnt bow.
It's perfect.
Falls into another Petrie's hand. He goes like, "Cooter, I can't believe I accused you of this on Christmas." And Cooter and this Petrie hug. You guys lower the sleigh down, and you see Meemaw runs over to you guys and gives you guys a hug. Y'all have saved Christmas. But you do see that in the background, Cooter Stump lights on fire, and you see one crick elf running out going, "So we doing this, gang? We lighting them up? We burning down this guy's stump?"
"It's a stump burning.
It's a stump burning."
What?
And Cooter goes, "No, please don't burn down my stump. That's where I live."
"That's where he live."
And Meemaw goes, "Moonshine, you know it wouldn't be Christmas without a little snow. Will you help me?"
I cast Sleet Storm.
Moonshine casts Sleet Storm. And it begins snowing on the crick.
Cooter's- well, it's a crick snow, which is sleet. It's like dirty, sludgy sleet.
Oh, so brown.
Dirty, sludgy sleet.
So magical.
Falls all over the crick, putting out Cooter Stump. Everyone explains the situation to the Petrie that tried to commit arson on Cooter. It's like, "Ah, well, don't I just feel like a jackass?" And you guys do the Christmas morning crawfish boil a little early and start it immediately as crick snow falls.
Wait, real quick, I got presents.
You got presents for them? What did you get?
I got presents for Hardwon. I got some quad warmers.
Oh, that's great.
And then for Beverly, I got little wheels that he can put on his special shoes.
Oh, my goodness. You made them Heelys?
Yeah.
Oh!
It's optional Heelys.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I feel so bad. I didn't get you anything.
That's okay. Christmas is about giving, not about receiving. You don't. That's all. I didn't give presents to get
Beverly's
presents.
Searching for stuff that's on his person already.
You've already given me enough wonderful presents.
I give you a big hug then.
Get on in here. Where's Papa?
Papa just won the case. He looks super sweaty. He's been working all night.
Hugs Cooter.
Yeah, hugs Cooter. Cooter's so happy to be out of Crick jail, which is a timeout bag.
I open up my overall bib to let him in, and for the first time, y'all see that there is like a whole room inside my overall bib. He's got like a nightstand and desk that he works at.
And a file cabinet.
Filing cabinet.
Papa wipes his brow and goes into your overalls after a hard night. Worked on Christmas, but then you guys have the crawfish boil and you celebrate. And our folks at home hear old Cobb go, "And that's where we'll end our session." See old Cobb next to the fire.
We'll see y'all next time. Let's catch up with Murph, Emily, Caldwell, and Jake. See if they got anything to plug.
Nice.
bye, y'all. Have a happy Christmas. Happy holidays.
And you see as the camera pans out, the fire begins to catch throughout the stump. Old Cobb just huffs a little Crick water and falls asleep in his chair as it continues to fade out.
Beep, 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 beep.
And that's a roll ender session for
Beautiful.
Real.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. This was a fun one.
This was great.
So
nice.
Great.
Yeah. Absolutely great.
It's all I wanted for Christmas.
Chippermunks.
Yes. Those songs were so good.
Oh, thanks.
I want to talk about this on the short rest.
Yeah, we'll do a short rest for this one. Guys, head on over to patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Guys, we have things to plug. Check out Hot Date on Netflix. It's me and Emily's sketch show. Check out our book, Hey You Up, How to Turn Your Booty Call into Your Emergency Contact. It's a satirical relationship advice book. And watch us on Fantasy High, D&D play show, available on Dropout, College Humor's streaming service. Caldwell, what do you got to plug?
Please check out the first season of Big City Greens. You can check it out on Amazon or iTunes, I believe. We're going to have a season 1.5 coming in January, I believe.
Yeah.
So get caught up on our non-serialized sitcom, but please watch the episodes.
Nice.
And buy my beard oil, everybody. It's Christmas. If you got a gift for somebody,
brothersistercode.com. It's so funny and innocent that you keep plugging beard oil.
I don't give a shit if you watch any of my videos, if you listen to my other podcasts.
I just want to make sure that your face mane is lustrous.
Just put my oil on your face, everybody. BrotherSisterCo.com.
Yeah. So happy holidays, guys. We'll be back next week to do a year-end show, and then we'll be back with campaign episodes in January.
Can we go out on We Wish You Merry Christmas again?
Oh, yeah.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
I forgot that we were doing the Bohemia thing.
We are the youth of the nation. It's the end of the show, everybody, and that means we need to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders.
Oh, Pelor shines through your acts and deeds.
Starting with Brad D., the only pebble pot that isn't craven, once had to switch pants with Denny after Denny pissed himself while watching the quote-unquote scary part of Moana.
I get it. It's a scary film. J. Loma 72, a.k.a. Steelbreaker Hardwon's gymspiration. Before Steelbreaker, Hardwon had a lean swimmer's body and had to learn the beauty of bulking up.
Dylan B., a sword-wielding wizard who accidentally invented blade singing. Around the holidays, Dylan likes to gift swords to his friends and family. Ooh. It was super awesome the first year, but now everyone has too many swords.
That's a good problem to have, Danny P. Bohemia's resident artist painted Hardwon's senior portrait at the Dwarfenage. Hardwon talked the whole time about his breakup with Gemma, so Danny may have cut a few corners to cut the session short.
Tom P., father of the realm, the serenader of sleeping babies turned fighter of Akarot. Anytime a child has a nightmare where they're floating down the lazy river of hell, Tom Freddy Krueger's his way in and kicks Akarot's ass.
Take it! Spencer Cask Brew, patron elder of libations, ale maker to gods and heroes of Bohemias alike, makes a mulled crick water that is perfect for getting you beyond fucked up round the Crickmas bush.
Griffin SD, aka The Stranger, the silver dragonborn eldritch knight and ex-owner of the Badger's Pint Inn and Tavern. After the Badger signed the rights to the tavern over to an Orange Theory Fitness, Griffin was at first upset, but then did a trial membership and has already lost 5 pounds. Congrats, Griffin.
Beard Man Dan, Dan's beard is so long that Alanis used a 9th level wish spell to make it smaller and less obtrusive, and it's still twice as long and thick as hard ones.
Scott D, a Bohemian pro wrestler akin to our world's Undertaker, except Scott D is actually a zombie and can definitely beat Brock Lesnar.
Nice. Aaron C has the biggest and brownest Crickmas bush in this entire crick. His stump is an insane fire hazard.
Hermes W, the Bat King. Hermes is currently feuding with his daughter, the Bat Princess, who has given up her right to the throne to marry a goose. Heavy is the head that wears the bat crown.
RJW, the bartender at the Little Bug Bar at the Crick. RJ will spend their Christmas lending a sympathetic ear to Joe, the praying mantis.
Spartus, a brilliant arcane scientist who is as accomplished as Professor Duddle and only half as evil. Spartus will scramble your brain and sell you drugs, but only with your express permission.
That's nice. Adam R, the R-rated assassin, but not the X-rated assassin. There are no genitals involved in Adam R's kills, but you better believe there are nipples.
Cassandra MHP has so much HP, she wandered through Akarot's Lake of Fire while looking down at her phone and didn't even notice.
Hell yeah, Lake of Fire. Danielle, the dastardly dame. Danielle is so dastardly, she once cut the mic on Calvin and the Chipmunks mid-concert.
Oh no!
Hugh C, aka Haldor Frostback, MVP of the Giant Wars, crewed on the SS Stormborn and fought alongside Elias in Red, is currently celebrating Crickmas with a bunch of frost giants who he intimidated into pretending to be his family.
You know, family is what you make of it, I think is the same. Manny, the mundane accidental deity who got in the way of a lich's spell to reach divinity. When you think you've run out of wrapping paper, but then you find a little bit left in the back of your closet from last year, that's Manny making sure you have a Merry Christmas.
Daniel Yu, aka Multifor, the many-faced magician, has 2 faces, ooh, which, you know, compared to the average person, is many faces.
Jordan DJ, legendary DJ of the realm. After hearing about Galad's return in this episode, Jordan DJ remixed Strike True to be Strike New, as in N-U with an umlaut, and you better believe they turned it into a super aggro new metal song.
Jeffrey S., Lord of the Fjord, born of the sword, master of the extension cord. That's right, Jeffrey S.'s Crickmas lights are fresh as heck and safely plugged in.
Cutter W., a high-elf dandy turned Crick Barkitect, helped the youngins build gingerbread stumps this year out of graham crackers spackled together with the brown stuff from inside the crawdaddies.
Disgusting. Lex Sketch, the escape artist. Whenever Santa gets stuck in a chimney, Lex Sketch is there with a cantrip and a stick of butter to work Jolly Saint Crick out.
John S., aka Schubert the Mushroom. Schubert recently joined 7 of their mushroom buddies to make the most bioluminescent menorah this side of Cragwater.
Ryan M. has the distinct honor of lighting the final firework on the 16th night of Glatoronica. In all their 3 years of doing it, Ryan M. has only ever slipped up and started 1 deadly fire.
Elena C., a frostwind sorcerer who conjures snowstorms, blizzards, and ice knives for Bohemia's more tropical cities and villages that still want to get in the holiday spirit.
Andrew M., the best gift giver at the Crick. When you get a visit from Andrew M. on Crickmas, you pray it's not your stump that gets burnt down this year.
Michael McD., head mixologist at the Blue Mana Inn. Inspired by this episode, Michael McD. Whipped up an elegant cocktail with chocolate liqueur and Irish cream called Runny Gnome Shit.
Disgusting. Victor T., Balnor's boy whose loving dad was ripped from his family and transported to another world. It's going to be difficult to celebrate Why Knocked In or sing Still Knocked or hang the Christmas pickle on the Tannenbaum without Vader Balnor.
Oh was looking forward to you reading that. Henry A., a trickster gnome who has perfected the minor illusion cantrip so they can spend near nothing on everyone's holiday presents. They do have to invest in a decent amount of fleece, however, as it is one of minor illusion spell components.
Lance W., a.k.a. Lance the Fance, a godless son of a bitch who doesn't believe in any of the deities for whom this season is dedicated, but still shows up to all the holiday parties and drinks their weight in Bognog.
Justin I. has used their success on Stump Wars to start a production company that makes only the most conservative, Theala-loving holiday programming. Essentially, they're trying to put the Theala back in Theala-palooza, which is being celebrated for the first time this year, and not with much enthusiasm as its celebration is mandated and non-compliance is punishable by death.
Caleb Storm the First. Caleb has been making a killing off this Theala-palooza thing with their Theala on the Shelf toy, a stuffed Theala that watches your children to make sure they are devoted to her.
Clayton M., a claymation Dalmatian, shuttles folks to and fro during their holiday travels and is much cleaner and more efficient than the claymation Greyhound.
TJM, a multi-class barbarian fighter who couldn't give a shit about Galateronica, Crickmas, or Theala-palooza, but can't fucking wait for Boxing Day.
The professional, the only lawyer to ever successfully beat Papa in litigation. It's rumored that the professional was in the audience tonight and after watching Papa in court, however, has re-enrolled in law school.
Jacob C., every year Jacob dresses up as Crick Crinkle, a jolly, rotund, lovable, elderly man who hands out presents. It's not tied to any Crickmas tradition, so no one really gets what Jacob is doing. If anything, Jacob's trying to make a tradition happen and everyone's just kind of trying to ignore it.
Elena M. trains with Hardwon and Steelbreaker at the gym and showed up to leg day with a special gift. Latkes. They're paleo latkes that are made from rutabagas and a ton of protein powders and will keep your lats pumped for cheat days to come.
Gone Off has gone off the radar because it's the holidays and they're visiting their parents and their parents' house has like no sending stone service.
Mick Pucks, the codemaster who created our amazing website. Secret has it, Mick Pucks is the one who programmed Hardwon to be a good robot.
Earl and Kathleen L., two star-crossed lovers who, unlike Gemma, survived assassination attempts at their wedding.
Dylan M., a talented executioner who kills people with a broadsword clenched firmly between their butt cheeks. Dylan also mops up the mess afterwards with a mop clenched between his butt cheeks.
Jibe G., a Bohemian frontiersman currently herding the living rams across the frigid north. What a cowboy, what a hero.
Corbin A., an entrepreneurial orc who is pitching Shay on opening up a soul cycle next to her yoga studio.
Atlas Storm Reaper, an invisible spider that started a grungy emo band. So many people show up at Atlas's concerts even though none of their fans will ever see them.
Jostrich, a jovial ostrich. Rumor has it, Jostrich is opening for Old Cobb on his stand-up tour through Gladeholm.
E.L. Dreg, a.k.a. the Dregernaut, given their name because they never let the dregs of a keg go unfinished for naught. Maybe they have an alcohol dependency issue, but damn if they don't have a sick nickname.
Sick Nick. Cameron C., a gnome historian currently writing a dissertation on the treachery and shame of their own people.
Charo Arcadius, a tiefling warrior whose tail is his best friend and worst enemy. Charo has a devil and angel on their shoulder, but Charo's tail has two devils, so it's 3-1.
Daniel R., a human fighter whose long jump is infinity, has never used this power because they don't know if they'll ever be able to stop jumping.
Josh S., aka Josh Scoop, holds the record in Bohemia for most scoops of an adorable creature, once scooped Akarat by accident before realizing he wasn't cute at all. He was a slender little daddy's boy with an order problem.
Dom R., owner of the baggiest pants in Bohemia, often wears pants that jingle with dozens of giant coins. They're essentially Jankos, and they give Dom a +4 to AC.
Nicholas R., the only elf with enough willpower to abstain from kissing in the timeout bag, but Nicholas gets laid outside the sack a bunch.
Okay, so you don't need it. Jennifer V., a street vendor who cooks their hot dogs on fire giants. It's the only way to get those super authentic grill marks. These hot dogs are also kosher for Passover.
Matt H. was the person trapped in Ulfgar's gem before Ulfgar. Matt has a studio apartment now, but it feels pretty spacious after the gem.
Jacob J., a dwarven animal trainer, often comes across demon animals and is able to Caesar Milan style make them behave. Would be horrified to know how many beautiful creatures Hardwon has murdered in cold blood.
Destin C. is looking to fulfill their Destin E. That's how they introduce themselves in every tavern through Bohemia to mixed responses. When it works, though, it's great.
Devin B., the strongest praying mantis at the Crick. When Joe makes love to his wife, she pretends she's laying with Devin B. When she comes to and sees Joe, she tries to murder him.
Tragic. Michael L., a druid who just opened a cold-pressed goodberry juice shop right next to Shay's yoga studio. And before you ask, yes, the juice is charcoal-activated, and yes, Michael is raking in the douche.
Sam H., a halfling raised by dragons inspired by tales of Balnor's bravery. Sam now travels far and wide collecting treasure for the dragons' hoard in their magic sack, which has earned them the nickname Bagginborn.
Kelvin Noodles, the noodle doodler, a pasta au gore who can predict the future by slapping noodles on a canvas. At first, they used a crystal meatball, but it was way less accurate.
Sergio Salazar Solomon Zacarias de Sevilla, seventh of his name, a sexy Peruvian snake folk with sweet snake patterns on his skin. Sergio lives in a big basket and can only wake up if his roommate plays a special flute. If he weren't so incredibly sexy, he'd have a real hard time keeping a job.
Max L., rising in the ranks of the Thieves Guild, Max L. has been butting heads with Joris by suggesting they wear domino masks in addition to feathered caps. Joris thinks it'll clash, but Max has a dream and is sticking to his guns. Max also thinks they should use guns.
Treylay the Crayfay, who makes hay every day. It's what the Green Knights sleep on now. Thanks, Trey!
Evan K., a.k.a. Malvo Dawnstar. Come one, come all to Malvo Dawnstar's traveling druid enclave. Malvo is spending this Crickmas handing out Crickmas bushes to people on the road and telling the tales of hospitality, whether they wanted to hear it or not. That's right, Malvo is straight up blocking traffic.
Grace H., the graceful ace, an airship pilot well known across Bohemia. Fun fact, Grace's airship is shaped like a red doghouse, which is just fine because Grace looks exactly like a cartoon beagle wearing a flying scarf. Weird, I know, but that's just how it is sometimes.
Aaron G., a gnome who sells bootleg Watch This shirts out of the back of their Toyota horse-drawn wagon. They are on top of Lieutenant Bricker's most wanted list.
Eric B., a dwarven blacksmith who crafted some of the realm's less well-known divine weapons, like the King's Knife, the King's Fork, and the King's Vegetti.
Jory S., a dwarfin who dug higher into Irondeep than any dwarf before them, a feat that sounds cool until you realize it just means they drilled a hole in the ceiling. Everyone is pissed at them except Hardwon, who was extremely jealous.
John W. G., wielder of a broadsword so broad it's basically a shield. Several enemies try to point this out but are promptly cleaved before they can finish their point.
Alucard, a reverse vampire or a ripmav who goes around Bohemia giving blood to those in need. Thank you for your service, Alucard. Now grab a cookie and some juice. You've earned it.
Andrew R., an eye doctor who created prescription eye drops for the Harvester Beast. The beast still consumed their soul and made their unwilling flesh a servant of Akarot, but the drops did wonders for their blurry vision.
Baby Doc, an infant documentary filmmaker currently working on a true crime series about a mysterious band of boobs who are slowly murdering their way across Bohemia in their quest to acquire all the world's most cursed artifacts.
Andrew A., a floss giant. They do that one Fortnite dance all the time. It may seem annoying, but they've got that hip sway down perfectly and can use it to quickly and efficiently mesmerize their enemies.
Richard Adam H. invented the Bohemian version of Quidditch. The only difference is you bounce a ball instead of a riding broom and there's only one hoop and there's no bludgers or golden snitch. Okay, I'm just realizing this is basketball, but Bohemia didn't have that either, so it's still pretty cool, I guess. Slam dunk, Richard.
Kyle McHugh, a hungry gnoll currently pursuing the band of boobs rams across Frostwind. It's a real Wile E. Coyote situation. They've got rocket skates and everything.
And Kyle did catch Ryan. And finally, Colin G., the biggest of the big dogs, pulling Pelor's classic Volkswagen bus on Pelor Fest Eve. Each year, after they finish delivering gifts, Colin and Pelor split a bud heavy and watch the sunrise over the material plane. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week with our end of the year episode highlighting some of our favorite moments for the year.
It's fun.
It's fun, guys. Have a happy holiday and head over to the Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. If you want to hear the short rest, we'll catch you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was a HeadGum Podcast.